Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School, we're back. Strick is out, hitting the highway, the flyway, like he always does. Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan sitting in at Old School. Got some good talk, man. We had some the comedy show guys coming in. I'd say check that out. Get on Mary Ellen's website.
And, been a quick show.
Yeah, it's been a quick show. It's always quick when you're having fun. Got into a little Husker talk, and we'll do a little NFL stuff, man, since that was our plan, but we got a little bit off of kilter, so the great ones adjust. But NFL has got some quarterback injuries, man. You got Matthew Stafford in concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. They're struggling. I turned off the Rams-Bucks game. I figured that Tom Brady and them weren't able to score. Then he ended up obviously scoring the only touchdown all game. And you got Josh Allen, which I think is probably the biggest injury day-to-day. And McDermott says we'll see if he plays. So that lets me know he's probably not going to play. Ooh. Case Keenum gets to get
– that's your boy.
Yeah, a little revenge against the Vikings. The Bills play the Vikings at home. They got to bounce back after a fresh butt kicking by those New York Jets. And then the Rams play, and they're struggling. They're on the cusp of.
They need to win.
Yeah, they're on the cusp of maybe shutting it down the whole season because they're going to be too far out of the playoff race if they keep losing like they've been doing. So their offense isn't clicking. Their defense has been pretty good, but their offense hasn't been.
It's Cooper Rush and everybody else. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, and that's it.
Everybody else.
The running attack isn't there. They've had some issues with running backs as far as health and. Acres with, coming back from the knee injury and then obviously mentally as well. But they play the Cardinals on Sunday, which could be a get-right game or it could be the game that finally Paca Hercules, Kyler Murray gets off. They have been struggling.
I wouldn't count on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray is head. He's on the Call of Duty. Call of Duty was released the Thursday or Friday before they played Minnesota?
Was
and,
it really?
Yeah, and he played horrible, and he played horrible again last weekend, so. It's going to be interesting to see what goes on. Then you got Aaron Rodgers. He's healthy, but I think it's the first time in probably years that they lost to Detroit, and he played horrible.
He threw, two picks in the red zone?
Yeah, two picks in the red zone. Had a pretty cool, tackle eligible and underthrew it by, 8 yards. Aiden Hutchinson got an interception. Had a pretty cool celebration dance, too. I have a feeling Aiden Hutchinson grew up dancing, and he's been in quite a few clubs.
He was doing, did you see Hard Knocks, the Billie Jean?
Yeah.
He was dancing, too. He was. It was.
Yeah, he definitely, that wasn't rehearsed. That looked like he had done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he
knows
he,
what's good.
Yeah, I like Detroit's team. I like Dan Campbell, but they're just struggling, and I doubt he makes it past this year. And
I don't know if he's a head coach. Great motivator. Right. Great guy to have
he
in your
be
locker
like
room.
He could be assistant head coach.
But I don't know about a head
But you know
coach.
What? He manages the game well. I just think that Detroit is a job, if it's your first head coaching job, you got to take it. But sometimes you just never get another chance. Matt Patricia, all these guys. Detroit just has, losing in their DNA. Now, Chris Spielman is their GM now, and so, or a special advisor slash GM. So I think he's going to infuse a more of a winning way, and they seem like they have a pretty good roster. Now they got to get everybody healthy on a week-to-week basis. So it's quarterbacks, you know, either hurt, playing like booty, or in concussion protocol, man. Three kind of big name guys, and so it's going to be interesting to see how this affects these teams. This is a separation point, Nate, in the NFL. That's it. You lose like two more games or two games in a row now.
You shut it down.
You don't shut it down personally, but you know that the teams are starting to look for next year. Then the GMs and the scouts start to be at practice all the time, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, we could draft."
Really?
Oh yeah. And when I was in Houston, there was this one scout. I would always laugh because he would come in there with he would come to practice with his golf shoes on, and he had these FootJoy golf shoes, and he always wore white. And they always look like he just got done playing golf. I was like, "Hey, what'd you shoot?" the one thing I always is always funny about the NFL, no matter how good you play, generally, if you're not, I mean, heck, even you know these franchises have tried to replace Tom Brady and at times Peyton Manning. They're always looking for somebody to replace you. That's the funniest thing ever. And you know what's even worse? They're always trying to replace the good players.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest thing.
Because they're the most expensive ones. Business.
Right, but those are your good players.
Right.
Like, you want to pay for good employees. Like, it's like, okay, well, we got a bunch of good employees. Okay, let's go try to find more. Let's go get rid of all our good employees, and let's see if we can
get guys for the cheap.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, it never works out. Some guys, you know, some teams figure it out. Some teams are just playing.
And, well, welcome to Detroit. That's just kind of what happens. Texter asked you this. Jay, you buying stock on Justin Fields?
I am. I like him. The only thing I'm not buying stock in is the ability of the Chicago Bears to surround him with the weapons that he needs. But as far as him playing in this modern-day NFL, I think he'd be good. But everything his career is going to be based on, at least in Chicago, is what they get some legitimate help around him. I'm talking about.
And they're trying. They got Claypool. They're trying.
You need a guy that's a guy. You know what would be great for him? Like Amari Cooper. Mature, not a diva, productive, can catch.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm. Reliable, and kind of can teach him the game. And then they got a good tight end. You need a little bit of help on the offensive line, right? And if Montgomery can stay healthy, you got a runner.
Yeah, Khalil Herbert,
right,
too.
Yeah, so then, Okie. Yeah, so then you got some dudes there, right? So, you know, big thing for him is to get in a true number one, you know, so they can either grow together or bring a guy that can help him, you know, along in the process, and a number two, and they got to stay healthy. And then Chicago's going to have to rebuild that defense because they got rid of
it. They blew it up.
Right. Well, Keem Hicks, they let him go for nothing to Tampa Bay. Then you just got rid of your best linebacker, Roquan Smith. And then Robert Quinn, you just traded for essentially a pack of bubble gum and some stale crackers.
Right.
Yeah, and so.
And you traded away one of the picks you got for Claypool.
Yeah, so you got, you just went, you know, pick for pick for Claypool, and who's probably one of the most immature guys. If I'm a quarterback at Chicago Bears or a young quarterback, now it works down in Kansas City because of Travis Kelce. But if I'm a young, like a Justin Fields, if I'm a, what is another young quarterback? Even like a Kyler Murray, I don't need my receivers solely focused on like
TikTok. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, TikTok and all that stuff. We got enough problems. You dancing on the field and think that no, we. My job's on the line. You got to get open. And so if you spending hours upon days making TikToks and reels and all that stuff, you're not in the playbook. Because the receiver and the quarterback have to be on the same page. And it can't be a lot of times. Because if you're playing on the road, you're not going to be able to hear me. So I have to be able to count on you to run the same route every single time against a certain coverage. And then you're counting on me to place the ball in a certain place.
Raf wants to know if the Broncos make the playoffs. You remember, Raf's the Broncos guy.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Oh, one more text before we go to break. What about Trevor Lawrence? What does he need to be the NFL quarterback we thought he was going to be? I think he's on his way.
He needs to get out of Jacksonville.
I think think it's probably good for him. It's kind of low-key. But I think the best thing for him, healthy Travis Etienne. A healthy Travis Etienne.
They're really good friends.
Right.
But
he's for real.
Oh, yeah.
And continue to that offensive line is better than what people think. Get him one more really – I like Marvin Jones as number one.
Christian Kirk?
I like Christian Kirk as like a slot number two. But get him a true bigger number two, then you're really working with stuff. Because if you look when he was really, really well, really good in Clemson, he had some big receivers throw up 50-50 balls and then hit you over the top. Etienne would just gut you because he can pass block. He obviously can run, and he's really, really dangerous out of the backfield, and he has home run speed. And so you start adding. So I like Jacksonville. They're just – I mean,
similar to when they had Bortles and Fournette. AFC Championship.
Right, but you
– You like Bortles? What the hell is this?
Trevor Lawrence is better than Bortles.
At this point in time, I don't know about that. I mean, he will. The problem is Trevor Lawrence, they graced as the next Peyton Manning, and that's a lot to put on a kid's shoulders, man. Like, come on.
I like it that he has Doug Peterson as his coach, too.
Good coach,
quarterback coach. He's been through it before, knows, you know, the do's and don'ts, and they're in it together, lock and step. He's a coach that likes Trevor Lawrence versus, him, you know, say like Chicago fires the coach, then here comes another coach that, oh, Justin Fields now is my guy. That stymies his career. They're lock and step, and I think he's played pretty well.
Similar to Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
He was with it the whole way.
Yeah. Because he saw from a defensive perspective how dangerous he could be and the leadership qualities. I think Trevor Lawrence has it. Quietly, but he's not a very authoritative type of leader, but he's a guy that's going to lead by his actions. And then when he speaks up, he's like E.F. Hutton, everybody listens. So that's our quick NFL segment. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to have one little short segment. Then we're going to have to end it again. 2 hours goes by too quick. Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan, Old School. We'll be back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.